Former Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak died today. He was 91. The autocrat ruled his country for 30 years. But how it all ended is what people may remember most. January 2011, Tahrir Square in Cairo. Hundreds of thousands of Egyptians rose up and forced Mubarak from power during the heady days of the Arab Spring. He was later put on trial for the killing of more than 850 protesters by security forces in the final days of his regime. Mubarak was found guilty only of fraud and avoided serving jail time. Nancy O'Kale is an Egyptian activist and scholar, now in exile in the United States. She is still proud of what the protesters achieved.
If it was not actually for the perseverance of protesters relentlessly demonstrating in the square every Friday, Mubarak would have not been put on trial and would have spent the rest of his days in his mansion in Sharm el-Sheikh.
Egypt's revolution against Mubarak was a bittersweet victory for many, Alaa al-Aswani included. He's one of Egypt's most prominent novelists and was also forced into exile. Aswani says history won't be kind to Mubarak.
He was a corrupt dictator and he was a criminal because he ordered the killing of the protesters in 2011. But all his crimes were covered by his generals.
So protesters in 2011 wanted democracy and they wanted Mubarak out. You were one of those protesters. You were out there almost every day. You were seeing protesters getting shot to your left, to your right. What were you thinking? How are you reflecting about the Mubarak years out there in the streets?
Well, I that was a turning point in my life because they sent snipers everywhere and you just see the people falling dead around you. And I will never forget this. That's why I cannot go back to Egypt anymore. I wrote the word people many times in my novels, but the first time I learned what is the meaning of the people was in Tahrir Square. You live with 1 million people as if we were one single family. We eat together, we drink together, we sing together, and we die together. Second, I saw for the first time how a dictator is totally prepared to kill hundreds of people to keep power. This is unbelievable. You see, before I read that in history, but the first time I found myself face to face with this miserable fact is that the dictator is capable to kill just to keep power.
So last year, military prosecutors in Egypt sued you for insulting the president. That would be Abdel Fattah al-Sisi. With Sisi in power, some say his control over Egypt is even tighter than Mubarak. What do you think the path is back to what people were protesting for in 2011?
No, we have a much worse version of the regime because usually in history, when you revolt against a dictator or a regime and you don't remove it totally, then the regime becomes something like a wounded tiger. And the wounded tiger is much, much more dangerous. It will attack everybody just to make sure that this will never happen again. And that's exactly what's happening in Egypt. We have a wounded tiger in power.
Alaa al-Aswani, did you ever admire Mubarak? Was there a point when he gave you hope for the future of Egypt?
I learned history enough to be against any dictator. This is not the case of many Egyptians. So we have Egyptians who think that a dictator, yes, he's a dictator, but he's doing something good. You know, I don't think this way. Dictators are not always failures. They could do achievements in the beginning, but the rule of history that any dictator will end up by a catastrophic situation.
Given the strong arm of al-Sisi, was the ouster of Mubarak really much of an accomplishment?
When you make a revolution, you never achieve what you want overnight because it's simply impossible. You have your courage as a revolutionary, you have your conscience, you're willing to die for freedom. And on the other side, you have an old regime which is having everything. They have the media, they have the army, they have the police, they have everything. So it takes time. We just need time. But the future is on our side.
Ala Alaswani, the author of The Yacoubian Building, which followed the lives of Cairo residents struggling under the dictatorship of Hosni Mubarak. Thank you very much for being with us today.
Thank you, sir.